You're tuned to WQCS 88.9 FM. I'm Kenrick Thomas. You know when you're on your way to work and you see a police officer on the side of the road with flashing lights? What do you do? The law states you should move to the middle lane or slow down to 20 miles per hour, but not everyone is aware of the Move Over law that's been around since 2002. I'm joined by Sergeant Mark Wysocki of Florida Highway Patrol, and he's here to discuss the importance of following the Move Over law. Why was this law put in place?
The law was designed to make it safer for law enforcement that they're out there making traffic stops, for fire and EMS personnel, and also for tow truck drivers and our road rangers to make it a safer environment for them to work.
Have there been any recent accidents due to the lack of knowledge of the law from motorists?
Obviously, just in the beginning of May, we had a trooper, a tow truck driver, and a father that was just out to help his daughter involved in a crash, all killed up in Ocala. And a driver driving a Ford F-250 pickup pulling a trailer, I guess, didn't slow down enough as the second part of the move-over law and was hit in the side. He veered off the roadway into the trooper's car, then ran up between the cars and the guardrail, and hit all three people that were standing out there just doing their job. And unfortunately, all three of them were killed.
It's a difficult law to enforce when there's only one police officer pulling someone over. How do you make sure this law is followed?
A lot of times, you know, they may work in tandems. If a car makes a stop for speeding, there may be another trooper, another law enforcement officer behind him that can enforce the move-over law. But yes, it is difficult to enforce when you're by yourself.
Now, what if someone is unable to move over to the next lane?
The second part of the law says you need to drop down 20 miles an hour below the posted speed limit. But, I mean, we understand that's sort of difficult on an interstate highway when you're traveling 65 or 70 miles an hour. You see flashing lights. You look to see if you can move over, and you can't. You know, the main thing is to at least start slowing down so you can sort of warn everybody behind you. You know, we don't want people slamming on their brakes and causing crashes. We just want them to slow down and be able to move over if they can.
So set the record straight, because a lot of people believe this law is just for law enforcement, but it's for anyone on the side of the road that's given assistance.
Correct. Any law enforcement officer, firefighter, road rangers, and the tow truck drivers, as long as they have their flashing lights on, you need to move over one lane away from the emergency vehicle.
Have you seen an enormous amount of improvement since this law has been put into place?
You know I see a little more on down here in Broward in the open areas of the interstates and stuff like that. But the congested areas, it's still pretty difficult. But there are people that are starting to move over, yes.
What are the possible consequences when this law is not followed?
Fines vary from state to state. I know in Florida it's a moving violation. So your fine is probably going to be in the South Florida area, somewhere around $160 to $180, somewhere in that general area for a move-over violation.
Sergeant Wysocki is optimistic that more people will become aware of this law. June was Move Over, Slow Down, and Save a Life Month. He wants more people to spread the word and be more cautious to follow the law when they're driving on the interstate or on a regular road. For an archive of this story, visit our website at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Kenrick Thomas.